We can't wait to go back. New member Michelle Campbell started identifying as a transgender woman around 20 years ago. Here she writes about her first ever week in Llandudno. I was in the RAF in the 70s and started identifying as a woman many years ago, but only recently came out on social media. What really surprised me was that some ex-military Facebook sites, usually awash with banter and crude humour, have been nothing but welcoming. The military community can be surprisingly accepting and adaptable. I have glaucoma and joined Blind Veterans UK earlier this year. In April, my partner, carer Brian, and I enjoyed our first week ever at the Llandudno Centre, and I stayed there throughout as Michelle. We would usually find going on holiday quite daunting, what with Brian's mobility issues and my vision impairment, but going to the centre made it so easy and enjoyable that we can't wait to go back as soon as possible. Before we'd even arrived, we were impressed by the comfortable transport there, driven by attentive and professional staff. On arrival, our baggage was whisked away to our large, airy, bright and clean room, which I'm told had a fine view over Llandudno and the sea. I'm always happy when I'm near the sea. The staff at the centre were delightful. Everyone treated me as Michelle from the moment I arrived to the moment I left. What more could I want? Blind Veterans UK made me feel as welcome as I hope and trust everyone is made to feel. I was particularly impressed that no one singled me out for any kind of special consideration beyond my disability. This is exactly what I'd hoped for. It meant a lot to me that the staff were so natural, accepting and, frankly, just completely ordinary with me. And yet, they occasionally had the kindness to compliment me on a dress or something. On the first night at dinner time, I noticed that there were two place cards for me, one saying Michael and the other one saying Michelle. As a transgender woman, I was quite touched by this gesture, as I do identify with both names. I think this level of care is typical of the way the staff at the centre look after their guests. On one occasion, Brian and I were going out into the town, and on our way out, we noticed that a seam on my dress had unravelled. I went to the reception to ask for a safety pin, and when one couldn't be found, Gaynor, one of the reception team, went into the craft centre for a needle and thread. She came back and stitched the seam for me before I went out. Such a caring service. Everyone at the Llandudno Centre wants to help. If you're unsure of where you're going, a member of staff will always appear to ask what can be done to help you. Nothing seems to be at any trouble. One of the biggest pleasures of the stay was sitting at the dinner table and in the bar exchanging experiences and insights with other people with glaucoma. On top of this, the town of Llandudno was something of a surprise. We couldn't remember the last time we'd seen such a clean and attractive town. I should also add that judging by the stairs, I may well have been the first trans woman ever to have been seen there.